Valesky. On academic and student affairs, I hope Karen Massara will continue to chair that committee and that it will consist of Rick Estrada, Patricia Holmes, John Tinkin, Ken Thomas, and David Pileski. For university healthcare systems, I hope Tim, you'll continue in the role as chair, and that we'll have Rick Estrada and Patrick Fitzgerald will join you on that committee, and we'll try to add maybe one more member so that it's easier to have a lively discussion. In any case, I appreciate everybody's in the audience's patience as we go through this organizational bit at the beginning of the meeting. You know, a lot of that is we try to organize it ahead of time, obviously, but I think it does represent a nice opportunity to acknowledge the contributions of many of the people who are giving their volunteer time to the university, and I certainly enjoyed the comments that everybody made, so I appreciate that. Before we go too deep into the university's business and the business of the meeting, I'd like to acknowledge our gracious host today, the chancellor here, Paula. Paula, your group did an outstanding job last night.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
I think everybody who was in that audience was thrilled to have anything to do with this university. It was clear that it's a great privilege for all of us to serve in any role that brings us closer to the phenomenal work that you and your team are doing here. Thank you for last night, and thank you for hosting us today.
My pleasure. Let me begin by welcoming our chairman, as well as members of the Board of Trustees and President Easter, and my esteemed colleagues. Welcome to UIC. It's my pleasure today to share some highlights from the past few months. As you know, UIC shares in the overall mission of this great university, which is to transform lives and serve society by creating knowledge and putting that knowledge to work with excellence. During my brief remarks this morning, I'd like to highlight some of our accomplishments, particularly of the faculty, staff, and students, bring updates on new buildings, show a video excerpt of UIC's 30th anniversary symposium, and introduce to you Teresa Eagleson. Teresa is the director of the Medicaid office of the state of Illinois, and Ann Patla, who was chief executive of the UIC Medicaid support services here at on our campus. So I have a lot to do, a lot to say. First of all, let me begin by saying that in terms of national prominence, I'm delighted to report to you that more of our outstanding faculty were elected to the IOM. Diana Wilkie, professor in our College of Nursing, was elected this past October. Dr. Wilkie is a renowned researcher on end-of-life palliative care and pain management. Dr. Wilkie's grant portfolio exceeds $25 million. Mitra Dutta, our very own Vice Chancellor for Research, was recently made a fellow in the American Physical Society. Her work on nanobiosensors has implications for detection of toxins, and her past work on infrared sensors has been deployed by the Air Force and NASA. So we're very proud. 107 academic professional and support staff were honored at the annual Employee Recognition Awards event on November 7th. In addition, we celebrated various staff who received the CAPE Award, and we recognized employees who had been with the University of Illinois for 25 to 40 years of outstanding service. The Honors College welcomed its first class of President's Award scholarship winners, making the Honors College freshman class its most diverse ever. 83 students were admitted through this program, and these students lived together in the Honors House at Stuckel's Towers. And I want to congratulate our student trustee, Ken Thomas, who was named the UIC Lincoln Academy Student Laureate. Ken, you make us proud. We're glad that you are a part of our community, and thank you for all that you do as a trustee of the University of Illinois. From July through November,